It's the Rick Diamond Show on ESPN Radio 97.7. We welcome in Jan Murphy from the Kingston Whig Standard in Canada. And in fact, Jan, correct me if I'm wrong, the oldest daily newspaper in all of Canada.
That is correct.
Well, we're glad to have you back today. What's been going on with you?
Well, thanks for having me as always. What hasn't been going on with me is more accurate, I would think. Working on books, wrestling features, touring with the Million Dollar Man, hosting wrestling charity shows, prepping for WrestleMania. I talked to your buddy, The Miz.
Absolutely.
Just busy times.
Awesome. That is awesome, Jan. And I say that because that's The Miz's catchphrase and because it really is awesome. I heard you had a revelation when you were talking to The Miz. Is that correct?
It's been in the works for a while because as much as I didn't want to, I've enjoyed The Miz's work, especially since his wife returned to WWE and began managing him. He became a lot more enjoyable because I think they have such great chemistry, and the roster split has given him a chance to display his heel skills and his wrestling skills and his mic skills and everything. So yes, I had already been trending toward enjoying The Miz again, but this interview once again put me back in the Miz camp, where I probably was the first time I interviewed him, which was 6 or 7, maybe 8 years ago now.
Well, people laughed at me when I was so excited. I was over the moon when Maurice returned the Raw after WrestleMania 32. You can see me in the crowd jumping up and down. It was the highlight of my week, Jan, and this is exactly why.
I don't even know that you could have predicted that it would be this successful. However, he rejects that. I suggested to him that he has won a lot of folks out, and he called me out and said, I don't know, I don't think you know what you're talking about. He says, do you hear the place when I walk out? I get booed. People hate me. And I said, well, that's what you're being paid to do.
Right.
But now I told him, I said, pundits like myself and other people are seeing a different side of you that we're enjoying.
And there's only one, Jan, that's been there since the beginning.
Yeah, I will say you are one of a handful of people who have never stopped enjoying The Miz's work. And again, I enjoyed certain parts of it, but I just, you know, found a lot of other things more enjoyable, but there have not been many things more enjoyable than The Miz for about 6 months now for me.
So after talking with him, do you get the vibe that they're going to go forward with the Daniel Bryan thing, or was that kind of a placeholder to set this up with John Cena? We saw how he, during their promo on SmackDown last week, he talked about how all The Miz does is copy other people's gimmicks. Is that why this Daniel Bryan thing was going on, or are they actually going to do something with it?
It was brought up, and he did address it, but he flat out said, Daniel Bryan can't wrestle. I can wrestle. So there's nothing there at this stage. And the only reason that he gives any respect to Daniel Bryan is because Daniel Bryan is his boss. That's what I took from what he said. However, he left the door open. Let's put it that way. I mean, obviously, Daniel Bryan hasn't received the clearance to wrestle again. He may never. I think Miz conceded that if that were ever to become a possibility, certainly it would lend itself to a match. But he flat out rejects that it will happen because Daniel Bryan is retired.
Well, what's the point of stealing his moveset and doing the yes kicks and the yes taunt and all that? What's the point of that if there's not going to be a match?
Actually, he addressed that too. He said it was to inflict pain on Daniel Bryan in showing him that he can do his moves and Daniel Bryan can't because he's injured and unable to wrestle. So it was basically another heel move.
Interesting.
Very low blow, yes. And he took great joy in telling that to the media.
Now, we all know about the Talking Smack promo that started all this. I mean, it was kind of like the shot heard round the world. Everybody was talking about The Miz and Daniel Bryan when that happened.
Do you think you and I talked right after that, right?
We did, and now we've got more information on it. So with that being said, do you think that that was non-scripted?
I do believe it was non-scripted. I think, but I don't think feelings were hurt. I don't think any of it was taken personally. I think it was two entertainers recognizing an opening and taking complete and entire advantage of it. If anything, maybe one caught the other off guard or a bit by surprise with how passionate it was.
Right.
And how personal it got. But I don't think there were any hard feelings involved. I still don't believe that.
I think you could definitely see the shock in Daniel Bryan's face, and it felt to me like he had no idea what he was, where Miz was coming from with this and where he was going to go next.
I would agree with that assessment. I think perhaps it got a little bit more heated or personal than Daniel Bryan was expecting. Listen, it would be a great match if it ever happens. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind. The bad blood is there now, right? At least optically, even if there isn't any in real life. It's got a great storyline.
Round one brought to you by Lincoln Tire and Service in Ruston. We're talking to Jan Murphy from the Kingston Whig Standard out of Canada. And Jan, speaking of unscripted stuff, and that promo in particular, it really hits me. They should let the performers do stuff that's non-scripted more often like this. Because that really
Absolutely.
Lit the fire under The Miz. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. A lot of people like yourself and myself, but not only us, I mean, a lot of wrestlers, when you speak with them, say they would love to have that creative freedom, and they feel like that's what's missing. And a lot of the people who, you know, were central figures in wrestling's most, you know, popular or profitable time in the 90s and early 2000s say the same thing. It's a little too scripted. I would agree with that. I don't even think you and I truly know exactly how scripted it is, right? We've never been backstage. I mean, you see things floating around the internet and you hear people telling stories and things like that, but I don't think we truly know what goes on back there with each performer. But I do think I agree with you. I think there needs to be more creative freedom with things like that. I wonder if that's something they're looking at because the Daniel Bryan Miz segment was so well received among fans.
Here's how I look at it, Jan. I know it's too scripted because we see how much creative control these performers have in the indies. Then when they get to WWE, hardly any at all.
But is that scripting or is that character control? I literally don't know if they have scripts that they memorize. Because when you say scripting to me, that's how I see it. I see it as, this is exactly what you're going to hear, your lines for tonight, learn them. I don't, in fact, know that that's how it works. I think character control, you know, look at AJ Styles. In a year, he has done everything and exceeded everything that I think anyone could have ever expected for him in WWE. And I don't know that you can apply that to a guy like him because he succeeded so well.
I agree with that. I think some people are given a lot more creative freedom than others. I also, transitioning topics, believe that is why the Hardys decided to sign with ROH instead of WWE right now, is so they could keep creative control of their characters.
Yeah, I can't speculate on that. Certainly, ROH is not in any position to dictate what Matt and Jeff Hardy are going to do versus WWE. You're talking about a small indie company versus a, you know, worldwide titan, totally black and white. If Matt and Jeff truly wanted to, you know, keep possession of the that creativity, then they made the right choice.
Right.
Because that wouldn't happen, you know, entirely. I think that they would get some creative control in WWE. I think it'd be naive to think they, you know, with the names they've built, with their legacies, that they wouldn't be given some.
Right, but it could be taken away at the snap of Vince's fingers. That is the issue. That I don't want to say they had that issue, but that's what I think the issue was.
Well, again, you're very well compensated at the WWE level in every way. The exposure is, you know, that much bigger. So I guess that comes a bit with the territory, right?
Right, sure. And I'm not comparing the WWE and ROH. I'm just saying that may be why they decided to sign with ROH opposed to WWE, because they can keep creative control in ROH much more so than they could in WWE. Whether they could keep some or not, they're going to be able to keep more in ROH. They have a lot more leverage in Ring of Honor than they would with WWE.
Sure. I mean, that goes without saying. I'm not sure WWE or the Hardys had any interest in each other either. That would be speculation as well. I mean, hey, every WWE fan would love to have the Hardy Boys back for one last hurrah. And it'd be at the perfect time of year for that, but I have no...
It'd be delightful, Dan. Delightful.
You know what it was? It was a great move on Ring of Honor's part.
Absolutely.
More than a bad move on anyone else's part.
They saw the, I don't want to say tension, but I'll say it anyway because it's the Rick Diamond Show and I'm Rick Diamond. The tension between TNA and the Hardys, and they jumped on it. They capitalized on it.
They hit it out of the park.
So
I mean, you couldn't have done a better job than they did with it.
Yeah, I'm confused on Cody's status. Of course, talking about Cody Rhodes here. I still think he should put Runnels after his name because anybody could be Cody, but that's beside the point. Is he with ROH or TNA? I'm a little confused.
I don't know the ins and outs of it. I know that he is free to work for any company, and I think he's enjoying that. Beyond that, I don't know what his contract status is with anyone. TNA is under such change right now with the change in ownership and guys and girls coming and going and this upheaval, you know, that they've suffered some pretty significant losses in the last 2 weeks. So I don't know what Cody's status is with them and where he sits. I do know, I have heard that he's enjoying being a free agent and wrestling wherever he wants to.
I'm sure he is. Again, a lot more creative control outside of the WWE because he
probably
did
a nice
not appreciate
break,
being
yeah.
Stardust.
I mean, I'm sure there's a part of him that misses, the machine, but probably a nice break, as you say, after a long run with WWE and now doing whatever he wants, whenever he wants.
I think he'll be back before he hangs it up. Even if it's a short run, I think he'll be back.
100%. I would not be surprised if he were back there within 2 years.
Well, Jan, thanks so much for coming on today. Anything else you'd like to add? Let us know where we can find you on social media.
You can find me on the Twitter machine there, @Jan_Murphy. I'm on Instagram. I would also like to plug, if I could, Natalia's new column in the Calgary Sun, which now runs nationally in every major market in Canada, something I helped bring to fruition and something which she's hitting out of the park, and it's a really good read. Check it out on the Calgary Sun, Toronto Sun, Ottawa Sun, Winnipeg Sun, Edmonton Sun, Slam Wrestling. It's all over Canada.
Yeah, I actually saw the last one, read it, enjoyed it. I think that I love Natalia, first of all. I've known her for a long time. She's awesome. So is TJ. Love the whole family.
Yeah, they're great people. She's really enjoying the column, and I'm enjoying helping her with it, and the fact that everyone in Canada is getting to enjoy it. So,
well, Jan, thanks again for coming on.
Thank you. A pleasure as always.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. It's the Rick Diamond Show on ESPN Radio 97.7. We'll be right back. That's round one, brought to you by Lincoln Tire and Service in Ruston, where you can go for all your small engine repair and tire needs, located on Farmerville Highway in Ruston.